Is there an instant or an example of something that you don't feel so good about that you think might help someone who does your job in the future to know? Something that maybe didn't go so well that you think someone else could learn from?
I think it's because of our job, we need to be very neutral. Sometimes it's in all organizations. So sometimes there is, because people don't know very well your role, so they might try to use you. Or they might try, so I need to be always very careful about writing emails, or writing about, yeah, so somebody who is not feeling good and comes to see me say, oh, I don't feel good, yours just told me that I shouldn't come to office today. And the person might use my, even, yeah, my expression, my verbal is an excuse not to come to office, or it's an excuse to go on uncertified leave. So I think this is something that I learned probably, that I should be more careful, that everything I say, people might take it as completely true, and yeah, so if I tell the person that probably you will benefit from some rest, the person take it, oh, I need some rest, and the counselor told me that I need some rest. So I will extend my leave. If I am on leave, I will extend and I will. And yeah, so it's, and also to, I think it's important that we do try to balance also our own life. I don't try to meet too much RCTR people outside working hours. Sometimes probably I try to avoid. I created a network of people who are not RCTR, and I feel more comfortable because there was a time that I used to attend some dinners and lunch, and yeah, probably there was a way that people wanted to communicate with me their problems. So I remember I was eating fish in somebody's place, and the person started talking to me about their own problems. So I realized that I came here to have a friendly conversation, not to hear about your problems. So probably they see you as a 24 hours. Yeah, and it happens in the missions also. This is something that I have to deal with all the time. So there are times that I do family visits on Saturdays. But in order not to, I take my daughter. So always ask the person, you want me to see your family, but can I take my daughter? So I try to balance also. It's very important for us to balance family and work, because it's a lot of tendency to, you give too much sometimes. Yeah, our job is to support people, and you might be very easily involved in giving too much, and then you don't become objective. So,
yes, thank you. The last question I have, and then we'll take a little break. I'm curious, have you been able to go to Rwanda?
Yeah, I traveled twice to Rwanda. I provide sessions there also to staff on how to recover from a traumatic experience, what is trauma. I visit many of the genocide places there. There was one day that I wanted to leave that place. I felt that it was too much probably, because one thing is to see on TV, to read the books, to hear, but to go to the place and to see the bones of people, and then to spend the whole day, I spent one Saturday just visiting all the places. That was a little bit too much, and it was Saturday, and I was thinking if it was a plane on Sunday, I would leave on Sunday, because I wanted to go back to my, I mean, here I have my family support, so And sometimes I feel that, you know, people sometimes try to cope with this, like they have different compartments. It's, I remember one investigator in Rwanda was telling me, George, if I do really feel, I don't feel anything when people tells me stories, because I try to cut this from a part of myself. So one part of me take the notes, listen to the stories, but the other part doesn't listen. So when I go home, I leave this part in the office and I go home and I don't feel. But this is not completely true, because it takes a toll after some time. And people do not realize. I used to, not here, but in the previous mission, in Afghanistan, I used to have a lot of people coming from the medical unit with a lot of physical complaints. And when the doctor start talking to them, what happened to them, they realize that the person experienced a very traumatic event, a very traumatic situation. People normally do not connect what is happening to them to. And also on top of that, how do people, they drink, they do not connect that your drinking has been increased. They do not connect that your smoking habit has been increased. When I asked the same colleague who told me that he's just split into two, that's why he doesn't, this is the way he tries to cope. And there's not anything wrong, and he feels 100% okay. When I start asking him, so how is your sleeping? He said, oh, I have days that I sleep well. So how is your drinking? Oh, drinking is, I've been drinking more and more. Nobody connects this increase in drinking, because it's a hypothesis, but is any way, in a way that people try to relieve this stress, this tension that they have. So it might be your health, it might be your drinking, your smoking, putting on weight, becoming more tense. And sometimes people become very irritable. And this is probably what sometimes now people face in the office, because of this downsizing also, that people are put under more pressure and conflicts tends to pop up. So because the tolerance drops. So since the tolerance drops, people become more outspoken, and sometimes, if somebody was telling me, I used to ask always a pen to my colleague, and not a big deal, but one day I ask a pen and the person explode. So things like, I think as everything is connected, but people do not understand this connection, this connectivity. So.
Thank you so much. This is wonderful.